I can see how that would
52-year-old Jesse Eubanks waits for someone to come who is very important to him.
I feel like I'm being locked up in jail.
Hey, Mr. Eubanks.
Jesse Eubanks is partially joking, but he is clearly frustrated with having to wait at home for the arrival 3 days a week of a Baltimore City health employee.
Monday, okay? Okay, you ready?
As health employee Linda Ellison watches, Jesse Eubanks swallows a handful of pills. In the 4 months she has been visiting, she says he has made a remarkable transition.
Wasn't doing well, very weak and all, but I can see a very good progress now, very good.
Jesse Eubanks is one of 34 tuberculosis patients reported last year in Baltimore, Maryland. Because his TB is confirmed, he must participate in the city's directly observed therapy program. By delivering the medicine in person, the healthcare worker makes sure the treatment is carried out.
All right, so I see you Friday here. Okay.
DOTS, as it is often called, was pioneered in Baltimore 30 years ago when tuberculosis was out of control. In a 15-year period, directly observed therapy led to a 70% reduction in Baltimore's TB rate, and 4 of the city's 5 tuberculosis clinics were shut down. The World Health Organization endorses directly observed therapy, but Dr. Richard Chason of Johns Hopkins University's Center for Tuberculosis Research says many countries do not participate in DOTS because the program is so labor-intensive. He thinks that is a mistake.
It's actually cheaper to hire extra people and go out and treat patients effectively because you have fewer failed treatments, fewer relapses, and fewer cases of drug-resistant tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis patients like Tina Ward have months to go before her medical care is finished. Standard TB treatment takes 6 to 9 months. Advanced cases that are multi-drug resistant and are treatable can take 18 to 24 months of care. When patients do not take their medicine on schedule or do not get it on a regular basis, the bacteria becomes even more difficult to stamp out. Dr. Kenneth Castro, the director of TB prevention at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, says slacking off from regular dosing is dangerous.
You either interrupt treatment because you feel better, think you no longer need the drugs, that gives rise to mutations that normally occur, and then the population of bacteria that takes over are these drug-resistant bacteria.
Meanwhile, Jesse Eubanks lives a few kilometers away from a man who just might be able to help him. His name is Jacques Grosset, a professor at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Dr. Grosset is passionate about the benefits of a drug called moxifloxacin. He says research on mice and preliminary clinical trials with humans have shown the drug may cut treatment time from 6 months to 4, and perhaps even shorter in the future.
It's a big revolution. It means we are permitted to think new.
Since 2005, TB among the white population in the United States has continued to decline, but it remains steady within the African American community and shows the greatest increase among immigrants. At least half of all new cases of tuberculosis in the United States are among the foreign-born. Most come across the border from Mexico or from Vietnam and the Philippines. Without proper medical care in the early stages of TB, health experts say there are few options left once the disease becomes drug resistant. Even Dr. Jacques Grosset fears that his miracle drug, moxifloxacin, has limitations.
Moxifloxacin is now one of the key drugs to treat the multi-drug resistance. But moxifloxacin alone is not able to cure. You have to have a combination of new drugs. That's the reason for which we need plenty of new drugs.
Every expert we talked with agreed. The development of those new drugs cannot happen without a financial commitment by pharmaceutical companies and governments willing to pay for their purchase. Again, Dr. Kenneth Castro.
The reality with tuberculosis is you pay now or pay later, and pay lots more later, both in terms of monetary investments and human lives that it's going to cost.
Melinda Smith, VOA News, Baltimore, Maryland.